or DFW Mobile.
Again.
He should be down the mountain by now.
On the road you live on.
Early this morning. Well, I guess you're on time, really.
Miss Linda. Yesterday?
Not any issues. Had to go out one time to pick up a few oddball things at Home Depot, but that's about it. Good morning, Andrew. KN4GFW.
Good, how y'all doing?
Just making my way down the mountain, I'm already down the mountain.
Yep, doing good for a Friday Eve.
Friday.
DX contest this weekend.
Something on the ARRL newsletter they sent out.
And that I let my membership expire when COVID hit, so I don't get those, but I just go to that contest calendar.
For me to renew my membership.
I think I need to renew that and my AMA membership. It's one thing right after the other.
AMA.
Explain, club. I don't remember what the acronym's for now.
American Model Association.
What's that?
Dave and Steve talking about it before.
Requires the membership, so you gotta pay it to be able to fly there.
You're the guy that has a 6-meter repeater. Has he been on lately? I haven't heard him in it. Kind of wanting to do a test to make sure I'm hooked up to it.
I haven't heard him this week.
Monitor it a whole lot as I really can. Make contact with it. But if you ever want to know if you're getting through, I mean, Texas, I mean, I can hear it.
Tonight to make it a chance. And that he may went up to Virginia for the week.
I was talking to Steve yesterday, and he's on it quite a bit, so I'm surprised you haven't heard him.
Keep it on a little bit more on that, see if I can hear. 6-meter South African contest.
6-meter band opens up. Cool. See how that goes.
Enduring the contest.
Great, doesn't it?
Russian DX contest.
We're still able to make contact with Russia. I didn't see anything saying that we could. But talking about 6 meters, I mean, I've heard some activity on FT8. I see a couple of them, you know, guys calling CQ. I leave it up and running, and I have a program that sends the spot to DX Maps. And I see a little bit last night. It's not a ton, but there's people getting on, trying it out, I guess.
Went into 10 meters for a little while yesterday, and there was a lady out in Texas somewhere. She was on there, and she was working the fool out of stations.
Hey, I see the downside to 10 meters. You don't, it's not really local. You can't use it for local. But when it's open and you can use it, I mean, it's way, you know, it's going to be stations, Texas, California, Washington, I mean, way off. I mean, which is still fine, and I mean, you know, still do it. It's just interesting that you can't use it for local communication hardly at all.
Interesting, I mean, that you can't use it more locally, but I don't know.
Gar was high on 10 meters. Would you need to slide the rod in or out to make it better?
You need to lengthen it, correct?
No, I mean, it can be high no matter which way you go, whether you're too short or too long. Just depends on if you change frequency. If it's the way to find out if it needs to be lengthened or shortened is to what's your SW. frequency versus a higher frequency, and then that'll tell you which way to go. That's why, like, if you buy a CB, they'll tell you to set the SWR, check it on, you know, to a lower frequency and then a higher frequency, like 1 and 40, and you can kind of see which way you need to change your antenna.
Let me get through my bad spot here. It's like, I don't know, 1.5, 1.6 on 10 meters.
If it's 1.5 or 1.6.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, tuner tuned it.
And APR has got you.
Yeah, tuning up on it, it goes to that. I just thought I might just, you know, it's a pretty easy change for me to change the 10 meter, although I need to get me another ham stick and put it up on my other, take my 80 meter down and make it just be a vertical.
I said the only way you'd really know for sure would be to see what the SWR is on, you know, 2800 versus 29.5, you know, something like that, see what the difference is. That'll tell you which way to move it.
Yep.
Truck fashion.
Tomorrow.
On Friday.
I'm just riding around looking at places.
One that allows like boats and RVs and stuff, not your normal storage units, right?
Just riding around looking to see if there's anywhere that does it, and RV storage is about the best place. But you got to make sure that they're willing to let you in, or let me in and out. Early and late.
Well, near my house, that'd be way out of your way.
The main problem is there's lots of storage units around, but they're all way away from the area I need them to be. That was the closest one, and that didn't work out. So I don't know, and I don't want to leave it in Travers Rest, Slater, Marietta area. I just don't feel good about that.
I'm having to ride around on Friday looking for a place to do that.
You need to be like 290 and north, but man, that puts you out in the middle of nowhere, so they ain't going to be secure.
Yeah, right. I was leaving it parked there when I still had my Isuzu. Was up there where 414 and 25 cross. And when my wife got sick in 2017, I just happened to drive it home that weekend, and somebody broke into their property and pushed the gate down and stole almost $1 million worth of equipment.
We're getting worse as the economy tanks.
Everybody runs to the bank and get their money out.
I've been talking to several customers up there in the area, TR and Slater and Cleveland, Marietta up through there, and up 25, and they've been all having problems with the homeless people breaking in or wandering around stealing stuff, and it's just been nonstop for them for the last month.
The BMW suppliers were slowing down and cutting back on overtime. Are you guys slowing down?
I mean, we've got the new model coming soon, so, I mean, we're still building plenty of units today, but it may be due to that, because, I mean, we're creeping up on the launch of the new one before long.
I know my business has hit a wall this week.
See, I mean, if you watch the news or anything, I don't know how anybody couldn't be slightly worried about money and whatnot. I saw the whole banking thing, and I'll be honest, I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, well, might need to get some out and just keep it saved up at the house, or, you know, stuff it under the mattress kind of deal, you know. But I don't know. I was talking to the wife yesterday. I said, it's just crazy. This is one thing right after the other.
This morning, a Swiss bank almost went bankrupt, but they managed to borrow some money to keep them going. They about ran out of money.
Listening to that last night, just crazy how all this is happening, but and it seems like there's not just one thing that's happening. It's everything is coming at you at one time.
Watching a video, and the guy was kind of explaining what happened to the SV Bank, you know, because they don't keep that many funds on hand. They invest it. And they said a lot of it was invested in government bonds, and when they raised interest rates, those bonds weren't worth as much. So people started drawing their money out, and then they basically had to cash in some of those bonds, and I think they had lost like $2 billion just cashing in bonds, and it was just too much. They couldn't take it, so the government took over the bank. Man, anyway.
The Fed meets next week to see about raising interest rates again.
Somewhere is that it might go up one more time. Who knows? KO4CEF. From one crisis to the next, and over the last couple of years.
KO4HKX, and they've let none of them go to waste.
I am at my red light. I'm getting ready to turn in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all both be safe on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you either this evening or tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I will be clear on y'all's final.
I'm sure I'll be out late tonight. KO4HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Have an awesome day. KN4TFW.
Come down to the meeting tonight. Yes, sir.
I don't think, and I know Susan's off and she was cooking dinner. I didn't think nothing about it. And that was, yeah, probably not. If it's going to be over the same information I already know, you know, it probably won't, the information won't do me any good, but, you know, I'll be able to meet some people.
Come after you eat dinner then before you go to bed.
Will be a late night for you, because what time they meet? 6?
6:30, somewhere in there. I'm not exactly sure. I just know I'll be there when they get there.
That's a big old truck.
Right out front like I did last time I eat there. Group went in there, I don't know, it was a couple years ago when we were having our monthly meeting up here. And we had all parked along the front row there, angled them back into the parking spot along the Way Hampton. And the older lady come out there, because we're standing outside and talking for a few minutes, waiting the rest of them to get there. And she come out trying to run us off. We're like, lady, we're waiting on more to get here so we can come in to eat. Give us a minute.
It's so impatient. I mean, it's not like that place is super busy all the time, not like trying to get in the stack.
Well, they've got a good business, they got good food, but I was like, y'all's parking lot is never just jam-packed when I come by here, and we're making it look like you got some business in here, because you got 8-9 trucks sitting in here. Give us a break.
For advertisement, but they don't think about it, right?
I mean, we wasn't there outside 10-15 minutes just waiting for the other guys to get there, and she's already out there. I was just like, dang, I mean, give us a break. I mean, it's not even, we were before the lunch or dinner rush. I think we was in there like 5:30.
Eat there quite a bit when Susan worked there, but we don't eat there too often, maybe once or twice a year.
So has it been since Miss Susan worked there?
You gotta be 5 or 6 years anyway.
Part time there and full time at Stacks.
For a while with the original owners, then she left Stacks and just worked there for the original owners. And then once the original owners, they get a business established, and then they would sell it. You know what I mean? So they got it going good and everything, and then they sold it, and then the guy that took it over started running it in the ground, so Susan went back. And then he lost it because he sniffed up all of his money. And then
that somebody else bought it, or that I think the original owners got it back and that, but yeah, the original lady that owned it, she passed away.
A few times in the years been there.
And I tracked the trailer, caught on fire. Looked like the brakes must have got hot because the back end of the trailer was burned up.
One hang up, a wheel seal leaking or something like that. It don't take a whole lot.
The original owners, they took it over several times. And that, but yeah, they were from Greece, and that, so they, you know, they traveled back and forth some, but they are really, really nice people. But once, I guess he still owns the buildings, and I guess he just rents out the buildings.
That sounds like the, you know, kind of the perfect business to get into, because not gonna be hard to get them out because they can't pay their bills, and you know they're gonna close down the doors and move out on their own pretty easy. But commercial property rental looks like it'd be a pretty cut and dry process.
It isn't worth six stacks. They own that whole complex.
Making pretty good money then.
They're busy, even though they just keep, you know, the prices keep going up, but I mean they got a lot of return customers. I used to eat there quite often, but about everything I liked they got rid of, so I don't eat there that often.
I tell you, with the prices of everything going up, I don't see how people are affording to eat out. I mean, just yesterday we went to, me and another Matco guy met for lunch and had lunch specials, and it was still $30 for the two of us to eat.
Me and Susan eat out about once a week, something like that. But, you know, it's usually like Little Rebel or something like that.
But, I mean, you figure it, you could go out and eat two people for about $20. Now it's up to, you know, right around $30 for two people to go out to eat. And that's before you leave a tip.
For TFW.
This morning.
Yeah. On in a while.
For HKX. I talked to him last week and then talked to him Saturday on the phone for a few minutes, and that's the first time I talked to him in a while.
Alright. And then we definitely need to get together. I miss talking to him on the radio, sure enough.
To him and Ed and Tim, I don't know. The schedules have changed. Life's gotten in the way.
Definitely messed everything up, for sure.
Agree with that. So, what you got planned for the weekend?
I don't know that we have anything planned. I know I got to do some grass cutting, and it's too early to plant anything in the raised garden bed. And then, so I may work on the backyard where I got the trees cut down. I got to do some leveling and some stuff back there.
That'll take you most of the summer to get it the way you want it, probably.
Right. I gotta figure out what I want to put back up in there, you know, to kind of fill it in a little bit.
Big raised bed there.
The deer will probably be over in it.
Netting over it'll build you like a small greenhouse up there.
And there was six of them back there the other day playing around. And then where they cut the trees down, there's a big, huge wood chip pile. And the deer climbed up on top of it and was eating tree branches.
The yawn this morning. Just saying, I've got the yawns this morning, can't quit.
You've been in the morning, though. Day after 9 by the time you get back home.
It'll be at least 9, 10 o'clock.
The deer.
The weather, I bet they are moving in the full, the moon getting full. I bet they're moving good at night.
Parked the trucks here on the road this morning.
You guys or the other plant?
That's definitely for us, but most of them are for the other plant. Can light them a little bit earlier than normal on that. No guard yet.
I was going to say, you're getting there early today, but you weren't. I didn't think you left early.
I'm leaving at the same time, but, you know, could have made a couple of extra red lights.
How 5 minutes one way or the other can affect the time you get there so much.
Parking lot all covered up. We were in frost.
Pretty heavy frost up at the house last night.
Been on the roof, but nothing on the window.
You're looking around at the trucks here, and there the windshields and hoods are all covered with frost.
73. Hope you have an awesome day today, and then be safe out there. And maybe I can catch you this evening. I'll bring my radio into the field, but you'll probably be over at Mythos by then. KN4 TFW.
For now, but have a good day, Ken, and hopefully I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4 HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.